Good morning, Red Rocks. Welcome to another invigorating week of school. And here are this week's events.
Today is Monday, August 29th. Thursday, September 1st is Curriculum Night from 6 to 8 p.m. Come and see what your child will be learning about this year. Yeah! Tuesday, August 30th is Toasted Marshmallow Day. Break out the s'mores. Thursday, September 1st is Emma M. Nutt Day, the first woman telephone operator. Friday, September 2nd is VJ Day.
The Day of Days for America and her allies.
In 1945, the Japanese formally surrendered on the U.S. battleship USS Missouri, which was named after President Truman's home state. There is no school on September 5th, Labor Day, but we will still release this podcast.
Hi, I'm Sydney M., and I'm going to be doing movie reviews. Up first, for the kindies to second graders, but this movie is great for all ages. The movie is Lightyear. If you guys like Toy Story, Lightyear is Andy's favorite movie starring Buzz. Buzz and his crew get trapped on a planet far away from Earth. Buzz is trying to achieve hyperspeed, the fastest speed ever, to get everyone home. But every time he goes faster, time around him speeds up. Over time, he's getting closer and closer to hyperspeed, and everyone else is getting older and older, but he is staying the same age. He will have his robot friend Sox, who is a cat, and his best friend Alicia Hawthorne by his side. They will encounter aliens, robots, and much more. Personally, Sox is my favorite character. They make an awesome white noise machine. But there's so many characters you will encounter, they'll be hard to decide. Will Buzz achieve hyperspeed? Will he get everyone home? Or will more twists and turns get in his way? You should totally watch Lightyear.
I would rate this movie a 4 out of 5 raccoons. I really enjoy this movie, but it's not for my age level.
And next up for the 3rd to 5th graders is Thor, Love and Thunder.
Thor has to embark on a quest with the clashing personalities of Valkyrie, Jane Foster, and Korg to stop Gorr, the God Butcher. Gorr's mission is to take out all the gods, and he has captured children from Asgard and beyond. With cool cameos and great jokes, Thor, Love and Thunder will keep you laughing like a hyena. The amazing fight scenes and conversations will keep you on the edge of your seat. Will Thor stop Gorr? Will Thor and Jane get back together? Find out on Thor, Love and Thunder.
I would rate Thor, Love and Thunder 5 out of 5 raccoons.
Both of these movies are family friendly, but they are for the recommended ages. You should definitely watch these movies. They are some of my favorites. And that's all for me. Thank you. Bye.
I'm here with the kindergarten teachers interviewing them. Miss St. Louis. What subject is your favorite to teach?
I love teaching science because we get to go outside and use math and reading, and we get to explore.
Do you get nervous on the first day of school? If so, what do you do about it?
I do get nervous, but I get excited And what I do is make sure I get here really early and the room is the way I want it. And I pick out a lot of songs because if we're singing and dancing, it makes me less nervous.
How many grades have you taught?
My very first teaching job, I taught third grade. And then I taught second and third grade a gifted and talented classroom. Then I taught second grade. And then I took some time off with my daughters. And when I and then I taught kindergarten. Then I taught fifth grade here at Red Rocks. And now I'm teaching kindergarten again. So I've taught every grade except for first and fourth.
What made you want to be a teacher?
Well, I love to learn. And one of the things that I love about teaching kindergarten is the kindergartners are so excited to learn. For instance, last year when they learned they were going to library for the first time, they cheered. They all started going, woo! So I love to be around other students that love to learn, and I love to be around other adults that are excited about learning too.
Okay. Tell me what crazy thing you did over the summer.
I went to Guanajuato, Mexico, and it's in the middle of Mexico, and I don't know if it was crazy, but I had never been there before, and it's about 7,000 feet up, like Colorado, so it's really steep, and I don't know, I guess that's about the craziest thing I did.
What grade do you think is one of the hardest to teach?
I think third grade is the hardest to teach because everybody needs different things. Some students still are learning things and other students are ready for really hard things. So I think third grade is the hardest to teach.
Okay, I think that's all I have for you.
Thanks, Zoe.
Let's see. What subject is your favorite to teach?
I love to teach reading. I think it's really fun to get to, especially with the kindergartners, get to read new books and explore new things with them. And we can read about a lot of different types of things and do a lot of projects with the books that we're reading.
Do you get nervous on the first day?
I get nervous on the first day of school. I always wake up so much earlier than my alarm, and I'm laying there and I'm nervous. So then I get to school super early, just like Mrs. St. Louis. And then I make sure everything's ready. But yes, I do get nervous because it's so exciting.
What made you want to be a teacher?
I also love to be around adults and kids that love to learn. I think it's really fun to help other people learn. And we get to do a lot of really cool things at school, especially at Red Rocks. We get to learn outside, we get to learn inside and do a lot of cool projects and explore and discover new things together.
What grade do you think is the hardest to teach?
I've only ever taught kindergarten, first or second grade. So for me, I think fifth grade might be the hardest to teach just because I've never done it before.
What crazy thing did you do over the summer?
I went on a road trip with one of my friends on the East Coast. So we started in Maine and we went through 7 states in 2 weeks. So we got to go through parts of New England and then we stopped in New York. And we were in New York staying with one of my friends. So we went through 7 states, which was pretty crazy.
I think that's it.
Perfect.
Bye.
This is Alice with some podcast jokes for you. Why did the kid bring a ladder to school? Because she wanted to go to high school. How does a scientist freshen her breath? With experiments. What building in your town has the most stories? The public library. How do we know that the ocean is friendly? Because it waves. What falls in the winter but never gets hot? Snow. Why did the kid cross the playground to get to the other slide? What kind of tree fits in your hand? A palm tree. Why did the teddy bear say no to dessert? Because she was stuffed. Why was the math book sad? Because it had so many problems. Why are fish so smart? Because they live in schools. This is Alice. Keep on laughing.
Thank you for joining us for the latest and greatest from our Red Rock students. Your podcast crew this week was Raylan, Sydney, Zoe, and Alice. They did a fantastic job. If you'd like to be a part of this podcast, sign up in the Bitmoji Library on the library website by clicking on Mrs. McDowell's cell phone. And remember the words of Mark Twain, the secret of getting ahead is getting started. R-O-C-K, you rock, you rock!